Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of The Drive, and we are continuing today to preview the upcoming high school baseball and softball seasons. We started catching up with Metro and area coaches last week on the show, continuing that right now. Columbus Catholic High School baseball coach Mike Zentner is our guest. Coach, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
Doing great, Cole. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, glad you're here and looking forward to learning more about you and your Columbus Sailor baseball team. Your first season as head coach, if I'm not mistaken, previously an assistant, so you're familiar. How's it going as head coach?
Yeah, I think things are going really well. You know, for me, the transition was, a fairly easy one. I think probably year number 10 with the program, bring back some quality assistant coaches to help me out along the way. Obviously, been working with these kids for quite a few years, so these seniors have been with me a long time. And, things have been going great so far.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe, in terms of baseball philosophy or principles, kind of, what makes your heart rate go when it comes to the game of baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a passionate baseball guy. You know, grew up here in Waterloo, was a graduate of Columbus in 1994. I was lucky enough to go on to play college baseball for a few years, pitched, and just have spent a lot of my life just loving the game of baseball. Not only playing it, but then when my career was over, getting back into it and coaching, from the, kind of the little league on up through the high school. I've been working with a lot of the pitchers in the community over the last, 25 years, doing lessons and helping, helping kids get better, improving their mechanics and such. So, when it comes to philosophy, a lot of what I learned from the Hall of Fame coaches that I played for is, goes back to the, the fundamentals of attitude and effort. And then we work on a lot of the, the little things like, playing the game hard and doing things the right way.
Now, practices started last Monday, but as anybody well knows, you got to put in time in the off season, be it, like you mentioned, with pitching lessons or getting in the cage. What did you guys have structured and available to your baseball players this off season, and were you pleased with the work they put in?
Yeah, that's a great question. We were we started working, doing our open gyms with the hitting stuff. This winter, I started working with our pitchers and catchers. When the state allowed us to after the first of the year. For us, we're a small school. We promote kids doing multiple sports, lots of activities. So working through the basketball season, working through the wrestling season. Now we're into our hot and heavy with our spring sports. Columbus state champion golf team last year, so they're fighting to repeat there. Four of our six starters, varsity tennis or baseball players. So for me, it's getting guys in when they can make it. That's the important thing. Baseball is a sport about repetition. It's a pretty technical sport. Getting the reps in, getting the timing when it comes to hitting. Pitching wise, it's, the mechanics of it are one thing, but also building the arm strength up. So when we get rolling next week against East High on Tuesday, we're ready to go. We're ready to get our pitch counts up to where they need to be and have a successful summer.
Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School baseball coach Mike Zentner, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of The Drive. As Coach just touched on there, they open up against Waterloo East on the road next Tuesday night. We'll talk about that in just a little bit with Coach, but going back to practices starting last Monday, something that's unique to baseball and softball at the high school level in the state of Iowa, coaches, you well know, all coaches know, is how little time there is before that first game rolls around. So any tricks, any things you picked up over the years on how best to get a team ready, given that truncated amount of time that there is?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, too. Just for me, it's the communication side of being a coach, making sure that they are, physically ready to do what they need to do in the game. From a team standpoint, have we covered everything that we need to cover? Our coverages, our defensive coverages, even our sign system. So like our sign system offensively is brand new. How we're going to be running the bases, how we're going to be taking our signs as a batter, it's all brand new for them. So, it goes back to the teaching side of things, and they're teenagers, so over-communicating with them to make sure that they're, not only do they understand it, but they're comfortable with what we're doing. And like you said, it comes hot and heavy after, last week until the game next week. So we really have to lay out a plan, a game plan every day of what things we want to cover. Mm-hmm. We also have to take into consideration what kids are going to be, at golf meets and track meets and tennis meets, and then make sure that we're not missing anything as we get going into the real deal next week.
I find it interesting you mentioned that you got a new system of signs. Looking up what you guys accomplished a season ago, attempted nearly 4 steals per game and had a high success rate stealing bases last season. Do you feel like maybe at some point the volume of bases you were stealing that opponents were really trying to work against you? Is that at all part of switching things up there?
No, I think we're an athletic team. When I look at our, top 13, 14 guys, we're athletes. I mean, we have some guys with some speed. We have, some high baseball IQ. So for us, I don't think we're a team that's going to have a lot of power, hit a lot of home runs. But I do think we have that, that double, triple gap power. So when we get guys on, we're going to be doing a lot of bunting. We're going to be doing a lot of hitting runs. We're going to be stealing bases. We're going to be reading pitchers and seeing what they have for catchers, taking every advantage of getting that extra base so we can get more runs this season than we did last year.
And something that comes to mind hearing you describe your team offensively and its makeup is, I remember, when I was younger, watching district games, postseason games, where teams that could execute a bunt or execute a hit and run, it was a great equalizer against teams that on paper were more talented.
Yeah, that's very true. We've had, in my time over the last 10 years at Columbus, we played against some outstanding opponents, and you always pick the little things that made them successful. And for us, as a coaching staff, through our playing careers and our coaching careers, what can we take from those good teams, how they're coached, how they're fundamentally sound, what little things can we take and bring that to our team and add it to the mix? And for us, it's getting the kids to buy in. I think every kid wants to try to throw the ball 100 miles an hour. Every kid wants to, be Ohtani and hit 450-foot home runs. But, with the physical, skills they have and just the, what they're working with, how can we best put them in position to succeed? So for us, I'm not going to say we're a small ball team, but I want to make sure that the kids are ready to defensively make all the plays. Mm-hmm. And then offensively, whether it's you're a number one hitter or number four hitter, lay down a sack bunt when we need it, squeeze when we need it, do those little things that those teams that win state titles do. And I think that's been our approach here for years. The culture has been a huge baseball culture at Columbus over the last 10 years plus, and we're continuing to build on that.
Like most any program, you lost a handful of seniors from last season. So what's that leave you and your staff to figure out? Are there more questions to figure out in the field, in the lineup, in the pitching staff? Where do those exist most?
Yeah, for us it's, we did lose some awesome talent last year. We had some great senior leadership, but again, this year, I wouldn't say we're going to be young, but we do have 3 seniors and 4 juniors that are going to be starting for us. So as a smaller school, each of those, starters has their own skill set. And how do they help lead? So the biggest thing for me over the last couple weeks is talking to the guys about leadership. Who's going to step up? Who's going to be the dog on the field to compete when we need them to the most? One thing I'll credit, our culture at Columbus this year, even over the last few years, Coach Bellamy, Coach Jed Smith have been doing an awesome job in the weight room of getting these kids stronger, getting their minds right, and getting them to compete. And as you know, when you're working with teenagers, there's times in games, baseball's a tough game. It's a game of failure.
Yeah.
And how do you get those kids to compete when the going gets tough? And come out on top. So that's for me, coaching has always been, not just the physical side of it, the preparation, the mechanical side of it, but also I think even more importantly, the message has been the mental side of it. Like life, how do we prepare these kids to mm-hmm. succeed on the baseball field so when they go on to college and then they end up getting jobs in the real world, they can think back to maybe their, some of their sports, career where they overcame an obstacle, or they did something that they didn't think they could do, or they pushed themselves above and beyond anything they thought was possible. And that's for me, I'm praying that we have a few of those moments this year where it takes us to the next level.
You described how your offense has gap power and ability to steal bases, a lot of athleticism. How about your pitching staff? How would you describe that group's makeup? And just looking at what you guys have returning, it looks like, would it be Quinn Lowry that leads that rotation? He had a sub-2 ERA last year as a junior.
Yeah, Quinn. You know, Quinn will be leading things with, you know, we've got a couple more seniors, and then you know some juniors that'll pitch, and even a couple freshmen that'll be eating up a lot of innings. You know, I'm really excited about this pitching staff. These guys have been working hard. You know, and again, it's, you know, we talk about the mental side of it and how do they compete, but also, you know, from the pitching standpoint, you know, teaching these kids how to throw three pitches effectively for strikes. You know, as a hitter, you have an approach on how you want to take your at-bat, what you're looking for, but I think these pitchers, too, are starting to learn how to pitch. Okay, we don't have guys that throw 90 miles an hour. You know, I mean, that'd be awesome if we had two, three guys that threw 85 to 90 miles an hour, but we don't. We just have a bunch of guys right now that are competing, and I think what they'll be effective at is they'll be throwing strikes, they'll be changing speeds, you know, won't be a lot of walks, and then let our defense, which I think is outstanding, our defense do their thing to keep the pitch counts down so we can effectively roll through the season.
I pitched a lot of innings in high school, and when you got a good defense behind you and a catcher that you can trust is not going to let the ball get to the backstop, man, that's like more than half the battle, I would say.
Yeah, you're spot on. You know, and Drew Schultz is going to be our guy at catching this year. He was an all-conference catcher last year in the NICL. Outstanding athlete. You know, I think the coaches and I have been talking over the last couple of years on catching and just, you know, not just the importance of it, but how that position has evolved, at least from, you know, our standpoint, of getting a good athlete back there that can move, that can block, that can throw, and that can lead. And for us, Drew fits all those categories.
A couple minutes left with Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School baseball coach Mike Zentner on this Wednesday edition of The Drive. Coach mentioned earlier that they begin their season this coming Tuesday night at Waterloo East, and it's nice that you don't have to make some big long bus trip to start your season off. I talked to Coach Mast last week on the show, and he didn't unveil any big state secrets, so I'm sorry, I don't have anything to deliver there.
I love it.
I'd imagine every coach goes into that opener thinking, oh man, I wish we could have done a little bit more of this or maybe address this a little bit more. But as we talked earlier, that's just the nature of the business.
Yeah, you know, we're Coach Mast is a friend of mine. We've known each other a long time. It's always awesome to play those guys, whether it's Waterloo East, you know, Waterloo West, Cedar Falls, you know, the local teams, you know, great coaches, great kids, you know. I think we all take a pride just in being from Waterloo, Cedar Falls, you know, the Cedar Valley. You know, I think when we go on the road, I don't know how they feel, but, I think we always, you know, kind of have a target on our back a little bit more because we're from Waterloo for whatever reason. And we're excited to play East. You know, I know the team fairly well. I know Coach Mast is going to have those guys prepared. And, you know, it's going to be a fun battle. You know, we're going to take it. I mean, once we get going and, you know, step, you know, inside those lines, you know, I'm expecting our guys to go out and compete and play very well this season.
I'm looking forward to seeing how things unfold for you and your team this season, Coach Zentner. Really appreciate your time on the show. Best of luck, best of health.
Thanks, Cole. Definitely appreciate you and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, that'd be great. My pleasure, Coach. See ya.
All right. Thank you, sir.